This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. And if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things that are going on. Up on the website, right? If you give me your email address, then what I can do is, you know, send you an email every week, right? From me to you. Well, not really from me to you. From me to you, a bunch of views. But just letting you know what's going on with the show. What are we going to be talking about? Things that are happening. And then on top of that, let's go a little step further with it, right? The if you want a text message, because some of you, you know, it's quicker, it's easier that way for you. Just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. All right? I am trying to do. Some of you say, hey, look, I don't get notifications for the show anymore. I don't this. Obviously, none of us can control Facebook or Twitter or any of those. But what we can do is we can find ways to get you the information. And come on, we're all grown-ups here, right? We're on Monday through Friday, right? We're five nights a week. We're on weekends in a lot of places as well. Just put it, you know, bookmark, put it in your calendar. Do what you got to do if you really want to catch the show. You really want to catch what it's about. I do my best to give you information. I got to tell you, a lot of times when it comes to this, I'm just trying to get you to think. I know some of you get a little upset with me because I don't take a harder stance on certain things, but I can take a really hard stand on some things. But I want you to think. I want you to work it out. I don't want to be the guy that changes your mind. I want to be the guy where you say, look, I was listening to the show the other night, and this guy was laying out all these pros and cons on something, and really, I've changed my mind. Now I believe this. It's really that simple. It ain't that hard. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll take the call in a minute. I got to do this one story before I go to my mind. The Governor Gavin Newsom, you know, and he's earning the name Nuisance, Governor Gavin Nuisance of California. I mean, the man has got a reputation, and not just from the right. Some of the papers, some of the hardcore lefties are saying the same thing about him. He doesn't care what the people want. He is not interested with what the people of the state really want. He is only interested in what he believes to be true and right. So now, in California, we will now have free health care for legal aliens. I'm not calling them what everybody else does. I'm calling them what the law calls them. Illegal aliens. They will get free health care. I can't get it, but they will. I can't get in-state tuition for my daughter who grew up in this state, moved out for a couple of years. If she comes back, she can't get in-state tuition. She pays taxes here. I pay taxes in this state. I'm here legally. Gavin is proving the point that not only do the far-left Democrats not care about the average constituent, they're not interested in the American citizen, they are not interested in making things any better. Look at San Francisco. Look at Los Angeles. There are diseases coming back there that this country hasn't seen in 20, 30, 40 years. And they're going to blame it on the anti-vaxxers, except it's not true. It's funny. You can't get into a school. They go freak out because there's some kind of outbreak of some kind of, you know, disease that we haven't seen in years. Yet the kids coming up over the border, they want to let them in. They're not going to give them their vaccinations. They let them go. I mean, seriously, they're hypocrites in more ways than one. And now to add insult to injury, Gavin Newsom took a step now to support women's rights to have an abortion, even if they just came to California to have one. Yeah. So we're still going to pay. I guess California is either printing its own money or we found new gold mines that nobody knew about before. I don't know what it is, okay? But Gavin's going to run for president. You watch. And he's going to talk about how he proved he was for women's rights, even at the cost of the taxpayers. He didn't care what people around him wanted. He's for the illegal immigrant, and he proved that, too, because he didn't care what the California people wanted. Illegal immigrants get so many more services in the state of California than citizens of these United States, legal citizens of the state of California. I mean, it's really simple. On Friday, he signed what he calls a proclamation on reproductive freedom. What a joke of a term that is. Reproductive choice. He says that reaffirms the state's commitment to protecting women's reproductive choices, educates Californians about their rights to reproductive freedom, and welcomes women to the state to exercise that right. Yes, right. So non-citizens and non-Californians, for that matter, can come here just to get an abortion. Isn't that cool? That's wonderful. That's exactly what that American flag stands for. That's exactly what men and women died for, isn't it? Among the other things, the proclamation talks about reproductive services already available to California women, including state-funded abortion services. The full text of the proclamation, well, we'll put that up on the website later on. In a joint statement with Washington and Oregon governors, Newsom also stated that other states need to review their state's laws on reproductive freedom and create laws that ensure those rights. In the absence of federal leadership on the issue, states need to step up, he said, put in place their own protections, both in stature and in their state constitutions, and through the expansion of family planning. This is family on planning. Because you unplanned, you didn't plan properly to have one to begin with. I'm going to go back to what I always say. You know, today with knee surgery, eye surgery, all the surgeries going on, they make you watch a short video so you know what's going to happen. You need to do the same thing when you're going to have an abortion. Period. And yes, you trolls on the left, you can quote me. Show me your host. We'll go to the phones after the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving paid an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for hanging out, for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Head up to the website. Come on, you know the spiel. Give me your email address. Give me your cell phone, whatever it takes to get the message out to you. Let's go ahead and let's hit the phones. Let's talk to Jacob out of Alabama. Jacob, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hi, Joe. Good to speak with you tonight.
Well, you too. How's it going?
It's doing good. It was just a blessing. I heard you talk about the diseases, the immigrants are bringing across the border. You mentioned mentioned that. I've been tracking that situation for a couple years with the current outbreak of Ebola we have in Congo. I've got a story about, it was from Kentucky, where they're actually monitoring the migrants for possible Ebola in Kentucky. And then we have a story out of Ohio that Children's Hospital in Cincinnati is actually vaccinating people offering the free Ebola vaccine. And I have this information on my site. I've been tracking this because I'm concerned about it. Nobody's talking about it, and the website's really easy to remember. Just three words. It's called EbolaOutbreakMap.com. It's so easy. It's a free tool. I know we're facing social media discrimination because we got suspended from Twitter, and then, of course, you know, everybody knows about Facebook. And they actually deleted our account as well on there. They deleted it, so that was pretty awful of them.
Well, I got an email from you, I think, during the break, and we're going to look it over. But to me, the reality is that nobody's talking about there are those diseases that are breaking back out in this country. You can't tell me it's from the anti-vaxxers. You know, you've got people coming up from the South. We have no idea what they're bringing with them, what they have. And the people on the left aren't being honest about it. They don't care about us. They're not being honest about this situation. So, you know, Jacob, thanks for tracking it. I really do appreciate you doing the work you're doing, and we'll send some people over to check it out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hopefully you come on the air and talk more about it.
Okay, great. In the future. Yeah, you know, and again, I know some of you are total vaxxers, some of you are anti-vaxxers, some of you are, you know, take these cases as it comes up, and you got to do your homework. You really have to do your homework when it comes to vaccines and what have you. But back to this kind of thing where people are coming over the border, they do, and look, they have diseases they don't even know they have, for God's sakes. They're so used to having them where they come from. But isn't it hypocritical for the left and the government to say that you know, there's something wrong with you if you won't vaccinate your child? There's something wrong with you thinking that your child can't hurt other children when they haven't been vaccinated for certain things, and yet they're coming up over the border. We don't know what they've been vaccinated for. They're sent out into the streets, and they are. Don't give me this crud. They're not. They give it a piece of paper that says, "Hey, come on back," so that we can find out whether we're going to deport you or not. I'm sure they're more than happy to come back on that date, don't you? It's just always just amazing to me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Sorry, let me finish up on Newsom, because this thing is an irritant to no end. And this shows you exactly, again, I keep driving this point home. I have friends of mine that don't agree with this stuff that are Democrats. But the majority of the ones I talk to don't feel the pains. They're not paying attention, not interested. But if you want to see how this country would run, you want to go through another 8 years of the government ignoring you, totally ignoring you, then vote the Dems in. Let them have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And we'll be a socialist / almost communist nation in no time. You look at California. The governor of the state is not a governor. He's a dictator. He lets you know what he's going to do for you, how he's going to help you, what he thinks is best for you. And even if he doesn't think it's best for you, it's best for him and his vote count in a couple of years. Seriously. And maybe he won't run against Trump. I don't know. He may do two terms here, you know, 8 years here with in California. My God, and California might be left, it might not be left. I don't know. But I got to tell you something. I'm sorry. I think he's got some issues. I think he's got some deficiencies between the ears. When you look at what he does and what he's asked for and what he's trying to do, how does that help the California people? How do more taxes help the California people? How do bringing people in who aren't paying for them, giving them abortions, help the California people? How does allowing abortions to take place, and not even by doctors, on college campuses, how does that help the California people? How does bringing more illegal immigrants, making it more exciting to come to the state if you're an illegal, because you can get free health services, free school, and you know how well free works? I know some of you think it's great. But how much value do you give something that's free? For real. How many times have you seen somebody break something and go, I didn't pay for it anyway. It's not a big deal. It's just I don't know. Maybe it is a human condition. Maybe it isn't. In a joint statement with Washington and Oregon governors, Newsom also stated, now, in a joint statement, Washington and Oregon, the whole West Coast has gone to the dogs. This is not what the people want, Gavin. Do your own homework. Even the L.A. Times two months ago, said you were not doing the will of the people. The L.A. Times, you know, that right-wing rag that just loves... No. That's right. It's left wing. It's really that simple. The left wing papers, the left wing people are pushing this. Anyway, this is making me nuts. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So, I think I touched on this the other night. I'm going to touch on it now before the break. We touched on this the other night. How Netflix and the other biggies are going to pull out of, and I don't believe they'll pull out of Georgia. Sorry, guys. I really don't. And the reason I don't think they will, they got too much money in there. And not just there, or not just them, I should say, Disney, Netflix, a lot of the major studios have a lot of money out there. Now, they plan to step up production in the Middle East. Netflix, that is. Going to have a lot of new shows coming in, you know. Notably, Jordan and Egypt, where the abortion is illegal. So I guess as long as you're in another country, it's okay. Right? Or as long as they think that the American people are too stupid to figure it out, it's okay. Netflix's chief content officer, Ted Sarandos, said that the company would rethink its Georgia investments if the heartbeat abortion bill takes effect. Netflix has expressed reluctance to produce content in regions with strong anti-abortion laws. But I guess that only it is only here from East Coast, West Coast. Doesn't matter where else it is. Everybody else is fine. They can do what they want to do. And they're ramping up. And that's the other thing, too. Netflix, another good, solid company. Why are they taking this work? Why are they taking these shows to the Middle East? I'm curious. Netflix is working on its third Arabic original titled Paranormal. And we'll talk about that the other side of the break. Stop renting movies from them. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach police say at least 11 people were shot and killed at the municipal building on Friday by a co-worker before he was killed. At least six more people were wounded, including a police officer who was saved by his bulletproof vest. This witness describes what happened.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in.
The mass shooting took place on several floors. City Councilman Aaron Rouse.
This day will not define Virginia Beach. We, our citizens, will define our response to this day.
Houston police believe the remains of a child found in southwest Arkansas on Friday may belong to missing 4-year-old Malaya Davis. The suspect in the case allegedly confessed to dumping her body there nearly a month after the little girl was reported missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much the time we spend together on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. So if you do head up to the website, give me your email address. It's a place to put it in, and every week we send out an email, let you know what's coming up, what's going on. I know some of you got this week's. We send it out, see what happens. All we can do is hope. So before the break, we were talking about Netflix and other major studios as well, not just one. Right, so you... they're talking about, they're not going to shoot films, shoot movies, or anything along those lines in states where they're, you know, abortion is illegal. And I would write articles fighting back saying it's not abortion that's illegal, it's stopping a heart from beating that's illegal. You can have an abortion before the heartbeat, nobody's telling you again. Right? Let them fight that one. Well, it's not about the heartbeat. Well, actually, it is. It's called a heartbeat bill because what we say is if we detect a heartbeat of the human that's been created, you can't stop that heart from beating. It's really that simple. It doesn't require brain surgery or anything else for that matter. So, I mean, good luck to them because a lot of them have a gabillion dollars in studios and investments out there in the Georgia area. And it's funny because you would think if this really went against the grain for Georgians, they would be screaming, oh my God, you got to stop because you're going to kill the studio industry. You're going to kill this, you're going to kill that. You know, the reality, here's it. When you really stand for something, when you really believe in something, you will believe in it, you will stand for it, no matter what kind of pain comes out of it. Netflix, they expressed reluctance to produce content in regions with strong anti-abortion laws. Well, except in the Middle East. In the Middle East, it's all fine. Right? Netflix is working on a third Arabic original titled Paranormal. Variety reports that the show will be based on a series of Arabic horror books written by Egyptian author Ahmed Khalid, whatever. The show will be produced in Egypt, where abortion is punishable by imprisonment in almost all circumstances, according to the Pew Research Center. It's one of the toughest. Right? So I don't get it. And again, we go back to, if this continues on, what happens if the what happens if the Supreme Court comes down on the side of life? Right? What if the Supreme Court says yes? A heartbeat deems that it's now a human. And unless you can prove, and let's flip it on them. Unless you can prove by three doctors that the mother's life, you have to have three doctors sign off on the fact that it's the mother's life is at danger before you can have that abortion. Just saying. You know, I read these stories all the time, and they're true. And I'm not condemning or judging anybody. I'm just telling you the story. And there are stories out there about moms. God bless these moms. They give birth and die. They knew they were going to die. They were told they were going to die. They were told that this birth will kill you. And the mother would say, well, will the baby live? And when the doctor says yes, they say, so be it. Can you imagine that kind of love? I'm not putting any, you know, so what have you, any of you could have listened to the show right now may have already had an abortion because your life was in danger. That's not my decision. That's between you and God. But I want you to think of the amount of love that goes into a mother saying, if my dying makes the baby live, or allows the baby to live, then so be it. And there's plenty of stories on those lines. So, again, I say, if they're honest, and I don't think they can be, if they really care about the law, I don't think they do, then according to the Supreme Court, third trimester abortions are out. They don't exist. If it truly is for the health or the life of the mom, then I think you ought to have three doctors that can sit there and agree. Two of the three have to agree that the mother's life is in danger. Here's one that's for the books. I love this one. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, she's a Democrat. Now, she's heavily criticized the president because of his, as she puts it, his immigration agenda. And the immigration's overall, I mean, the administration's overall response to the border crisis, the phony crisis at that matter. Now, this isn't me. This is the governor talking like this. Now, remember in February, she condemned Trump. She called all the noise at the border a charade, nothing but fear-mongering, and she withdrew the troops from the border, the New Mexico National Guard. She says, I reject the federal contention that there exists an overwhelming national security crisis at the southern border. Her comment came just more than 1 week before Trump declared a national emergency response to the overwhelming migrant crisis. But now, 3 months later, she's singing a different tune. won't admit to it. Her public campaign of opposition against the Trump administration, now the governor is seeking the federal government's assistance to handle the crisis on the border. That's right, her words, not mine. I'm sorry, I'm gloating a little bit. Because for political reasons, there wasn't a problem, all of a sudden there is a problem. According to the local TV station, Grisham met with the federal officials in D.C., including Acting Homeland Security Kevin McAleen, to discuss the crisis and what they can do about it. Lujan asked McAleen to increase government personnel at the border. You mean where she pulled it off? Sure, we'd love to. Put your soldiers back there. I mean, do you see the lunacy of this? How weird these people are. She also requested reimbursement for humanitarian assistance, among other resources. The governor wants to continue to urge the federal government to increase its personnel on the border as a means of improving the logistical and communications output. In other words, I don't want to deal with this. We need help. But I'm not going to call it a crisis. I'm not going to say we need help with the illegals. No, no, no. I'm not going to do that. I love it. It doesn't get any better than this, right? Here she is condemning the president, saying there's no problem, no crisis, no problem. Oh, my God. I can't feed these people. Well, neither can we. We can't do it either. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I think this shows that everything in her actions, her words, her going to D.C., indicate now that she does believe that there's a crisis at the border. But she won't dedicate the resources. She won't ask her colleagues to get in line. She won't ask Congress to start passing laws to fix this. Not going to happen. Congress needs to get off their butt and do their job. And if they don't, these small towns all over the place, they're going to be overrun, and there's not going to be much you can do about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. As I said earlier, before we, go to break, 11 people were killed in Virginia Beach. The suspect is also believed to be dead. They don't know if anybody else was involved at this time. I mean, we go through this whole thing, but our hearts and prayers go out to the family members and actually the people in the community, because a lot of them in these smaller communities, they all, too, suffer by this because they knew the person. They probably knew the person's family. Don't come to any conclusions. Don't just read one or two stories and believe that you know what the answer is. You know what went down. Give it a couple of days to pan out. So the shooting happened shortly after 4 o'clock when the veteran employee of Public Utilities Department entered the building in the City Municipal Center and immediately began to indiscriminately fire upon everybody in the place. I can't imagine. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Thomas, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate so much the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Seriously, I'm not joking. All right, I mean, you know, it's easy to sit there, yell at the radio and yell at me, and not yell at me, but yell with me, I guess is the way to put it. Right, but that's not it. That's not where it starts and stops. I need you to get off. Now, some of you are already doing this, so you know it's not aimed at you, okay? But I need you to get off the couch. All right? I need you to get up and do something. Be involved. Be engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the... somebody just sent me a note. What's wrong with your governor? Now, you guys all know that Newsom is the nephew of Mrs. Pelosi, right? And if you want to know... God, I'm going to get in so much trouble. If you want to know where the mental deficiencies come from, doesn't that kind of just say it all right there? I'm just saying. So anyhow, I'm really, truly, I appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I appreciate the time you guys spend, you know, being involved like that, being engaged and sending the messages out. If you're a praying person, then pray for the families of those 11 that were killed in Virginia Beach. All right, let's move on. I mean, like, there's so many stories I want to get through. I'm sure I'm not going to get through them all, but I'm going to try like heck. And again, you know, it's always good to have Xander on the show. I got to tell you, for years, you newbies don't know this, but when Xander wasn't on or Corey wasn't on or anything else, I used to get all kinds of hate mail. I still do to a degree. But it was anytime I talked about a woman's issues, I didn't have a uterus, I couldn't talk about a woman's issues. Anytime I talk about black issues, you're not black, can't talk about black issues. This is their logic, right? I couldn't talk about gay issues because I wasn't gay. They could talk about men's issues all day long. Doesn't seem to bother them at all. Even though a lot of them aren't men, they can identify as men all they want to. Some of them are not men and will never be men, no matter what they do. You know, and the hate on the left is just a never-ending, such a steady stream of hate. Right? And for many on the left, I don't know if this is fed to them. I don't know if it's ingrained in them. I mean, it's sincere. I'm trying to give some of them the benefit of the doubt. I don't, and maybe it's always been there. I always joke about it's the bad rash, right? It's the one that's just under the skin. And every once in a while, when your immune system is down or you let your guard down a little bit, it comes forward, right? Just like you and I all know hateful people. And they come off as being such nice people. And then they get tired or they let their guard down and that hate comes through, boils up. Was that the same? Is that how the left has always felt? And then after Trump was elected, they felt like they could let it fly? America Was Never Great. Remember that one? By Andrew Cuomo. Another radically dim-witted governor. Right? For radical groups like Black Lives Matter, hatred of America seems to be a theme, an identity. Right, you had Maxine Waters out there saying, who was the one? Sheila Jackson Lee. The police officers put on their uniforms and went out and hunted down young black men. What kind of vision does that conjure up in your head? You think that made police officers safe in the street? The same cops that she would call if she got in trouble. Those same hateful cops that she would call. For other lefties, hate's a license. Conservative speakers can be shouted down, even assaulted. Right? University campuses have no place for conservative thoughts, even though it's supposed to be a free flow of information. Unless we've forgotten that, I don't know. Republican officials are allowed to be harassed, whether it's in a restaurant, at work, or working out, or whatever, shot at when it comes to baseball fields, right? When you think of Maxine Waters, what comes to mind, right? She's a self-appointed practitioner of hate. Right? Think about it. She's urging and egging these people. You know, they say President Trump eggs on hate towards the left. Find out where. Tell me where. And they can't. They'll give you quotes. He says he alludes to it. Well, not alluding to it is totally different than actually calling for it. Waters has called for it. Pelosi's has called for it. How did the American left, well, conceive to bring more compassion? How did they sell to the world that the left, the American left, are more compassionate? They're less compassionate. I've talked to hard-working Democrats who are involved in some nonprofits close to where I live, and they have said to me point blank, no uncertain terms, you guys are much more compassionate than the leftists. You guys get much more engaged. You give more money, you give more time, you give more resources. So how did we let them get away with that? How did we let them set the narrative that they're the good people and we're the bad ones? How is it that nobody laughs in her face when Nancy Pelosi says she does the work of God while she pushes for easier abortions? Abortions to get easier, faster, and more on demand. How did we let that happen? Some say it began in the 60s when America finally accepted that slavery and segregation were profound moral failings. That acceptance changed America forever. It imposed a new moral imperative. America would have to show itself redeemed. You know, I believe we do that on a regular basis. I think we do it every day of the week. I think when Americans find something that's distastefully wrong, they work hard to fix it. Now, I'm not talking about the things you think are wrong, like that rich people shouldn't have money and poor people should have rich people's money. You know, I'm sorry. And I don't find that in the Constitution that it's okay for you to take money from the rich and give it to the poor. That's their job to do. That's their job to decide that they want to give money to certain organizations. The genius of the left in the 60s was simply the new moral imperative, right? They made you believe that they had the moral compass. They built on John Kennedy, who truly today would be considered a conservative and wouldn't be accepted in the Democrat Party. There's no way you didn't let him in. I mean, think about it. AOC was yelling at Joe Biden. She was calling him all kinds of names because he wouldn't fully come on board with her green plan. You think JFK would have been fully on board with that plan? Man, I'll tell you what. They could have never put up with the politicals of those days. Because they were more dictators than they were, you know, consensus builders. They decided how things were going to go. So this nation has redeemed itself over and over and over again. We have worked hard to make things right. I did the polls, and I don't have them in front of me now. You can go back and look at them and listen to them. But the numbers show that actually racism is down under Trump. Guess who it was up under? Guess who it steadily climbed under? Yeah, that's right. Oblamo. Right, the black president grew under him. Right, when you think of the political and cultural power of the American left, you know, as they grew as being the moral standard, all of a sudden they came in and they were going to save everybody. They were going to make it easier for everybody. They came in with a boatload of these government-sponsored social programs. Right, expensive. Well, the American people could afford it, though, right? By some estimates, more than $22 trillion over the life of all these programs. Now, think about that. Somebody had to figure out at some point in time on the left that, wow, look at all these people that are whose sufficiency is the government. If program A, B, or C ever goes away, these people will be back out in the streets. They won't have medical care. They won't have this, that, or the other thing. We've got them. There wasn't, oh, that's great and that's nice. I'm glad we're able to help them. No, we've got them. That was never meant to be the formula for this country. Never. Go back and look at the history of this country from day one. The help comes from the communities. If the lady down the street breaks her leg and she can't feed her family, has to take 3 weeks off of work, then the community should rally around her and help her buy food and help her pick up her kids from school and help her cook, do whatever she's got to do to make ends meet. That's what real community was about. That's what made the community strong. Not this garbage where can you give me a ride down to the welfare office so I get my EBT card refilled and then go to the supermarket. That never helped anybody. All right, next hour. It's the Twitter hour. If your station is leaving us now, you can always find us on the internet at therealside.com where you can watch live, listen live. I'm just going to do all the craziness that's going on Twitter in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.